With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. The Namibia Statistics Agency has released the Consumer Price Index data, which shows that the annual inflation rate for December of 2024 stood at 3.4%. NSA Communications Officer Petronella Namushinga has more.
The Namibia Statistics Agency has just released the latest Namibia Consumer Price Index bulletin, revealing that the annual inflation in December 2024 stood at 3.4% compared to 5.3% registered in December 2023. Now, on a monthly basis, the inflation rate was 0.2%, slightly lower than the 0.3% registered during the preceding month.
The National Petroleum Corporation has announced that it remains optimistic about the country's oil potential despite Shell's decision to write down $400 million over a commercially unviable offshore discovery. NAMCO spokesperson Utara Hoveka reiterated Namibia's promise as an oil frontier and stressed that further exploration will unlock its full petroleum potential. According to Namibia Mining and Energy, Hoveka also clarified that NAMCO has not yet received formal communication from Shell about the block's viability. In news from South Africa, the EFF has confirmed that Mbuyiseni Ndlozi and Yazini Tetiana have voluntarily resigned as representatives of the party in parliament. Ndlozi was excluded from participating in the recent EFF National Assembly last month, the highest decision-making conference of the party. The EFF's Sinao Tambo says both members have been exemplary in their deployments.
The voluntary requests to be released from deployment, which were sent to the Secretary General of the EFF consecutively and within days of each other, express gratitude to the EFF for the opportunity to serve the organization and the people of South Africa. The EFF has accepted the respective voluntary requests to be released from deployment of the two fighters who have diligently served the organization in their respective deployments.
China has detected a new mutated strain of the mpox virus as the pathogen spreads to more geographies after the World Health Organization declared the outbreak in Africa a new global health emergency last year. China's Center for Disease Control and Prevention said on Thursday it has found a cluster of a new mpox strain, with the source being traced back to a foreign national who has traveled to and lived in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And over 100,000 people have been forced to evacuate Los Angeles because of a series of wildfires which have left at least 5 people dead. Officials say the majority of at least 6 fires are 0% contained. Firefighters say they have a shortage of water and local officials are being criticized over their response. Nick Stern is a news photographer in LA who says the Palisades area is a scene of devastation.
You're not talking in counting numbers of houses that are lost or possibly even streets. You're talking about whole blocks and whole neighborhoods that are just flattened. There are still buildings burning that are unattended by fire crews because they don't have enough resources. You can just drive up a street and there'll be a house that's just burning away and it's just left because there's nothing else to do.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.